I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. You know, one of the things I think that leaders do for an organization is provide energy to keep it moving. And I know this because as a leader myself, there have been times when I have not had that energy. And my organization really suffered. It kind of wilted. And I know when I re-engaged, people said, we like it when you're engaged. And granted, we're all human, so we have different flows of energy in different times. But one of the things we need to recognize as a leader is our organizations cannot have more energy than we do. We need to keep them excited and moving forward and engaged.
You know, you can actually see this in the laws of nature, to geek out with you, the second law of thermodynamics, that everything tends to entropy, to maximum entropy. What does that mean? That everything eventually levels out and becomes stagnant. And you notice this, you open your door and on a cold day outside, well, the cold mixes with the heat inside and everything starts to level out and become the same. Those who don't believe Jesus will come again, obviously, I don't think it's going to get to this point. But if the universe was left alone, all the stars would go out and everything would be the same temperature. Nothing would be moving. That's how everything kind of trends in a natural way. The great blessing of the sun on a natural level is that it brings in this blast of energy to the earth and keeps things moving and keeps entropy from happening, right? Keeps that high entropy from happening. A leader is supposed to do what the sun does on a natural level, that every day you blast in. But to do that, you first got to tend to your own soul. Stay rooted in the things that energize you. Stay rooted in prayer. Stay close to Jesus, who called you to your mission in the first place, and draw that life and energy and focus from him. And then make sure you blast that into your workplace, or else everything is going to kind of stop and get dull.
And how do we do that? The energy people need from us is that we see them and that we ask questions and we demonstrate to them that we're passionate about their work and what they're doing for customers or for others they're interacting with. When they see that we care, I think caring about your business, caring about your work is a great source of energy because it makes other people think this is worth doing. But when people come to work and they look around and they're like, I'm not sure anybody cares about what I'm doing, they lose that motivation. One of the things we talk about in the book, The Truth About Employee Engagement, is everybody needs to know why their work matters. And when somebody comes to work and somebody says, what you do really matters, it gives them energy. It gives them a boost that makes them want to do a good job. So if you do anything as a leader, connect with people, remind them why what they do matters, and show them that you care.
And Jesus dealt with this. His apostles got tired all the time, literally physically tired, fell asleep. But he would constantly repeat himself, constantly blast into their lives and remind them, why are we doing what we're doing? You know. And even if you don't feel it, guys, fake it till you make it. We all get tired in leadership, but keep doing it. Keep at it. Keep reminding people why all this matters. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the job that you've given us to energize the people around us, wherever we're at. And whether it's in our business or in our home, help us to draw strength from you so that we can be a blessing to the world and so we can help fight spiritual entropy. Sorry for geeking out in that prayer. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Amen.